On April 2nd, Paul McCartney tells the British paper The Evening Standard, "We all have to ask each other permission before any of us does anything without the other three. My own record nearly didn't come out because Klein and some of the others thought it would be too near to the date of the next Beatles album. I had to get George, who is a director of Apple, to authorize its release for me. We're all talking about peace and love, but really we're not feeling peaceful at all." On April 9th, Paul appears in a 5-minute London weekend TV segment singing Maybe I'm Amazed. The next day, it's announced that Paul has left the Beatles because of personal, business, and musical differences. Apple press officer Derek Taylor says they do not want to split up, but the present rift seems to be part of their growing up. At the moment, they seem to cramp each other's styles. Paul has called a halt to the Beatles' activities. They could be dormant for years. On April 12th, a report in the New Music Express says Paul has formed a new company called McCartney Productions Limited, which has bought the film rights to the cartoon strip Rupert the Bear and is planning to produce and write a musical score for it. On April 17th, Paul releases his first solo LP on Apple. It's called McCartney. The unpleasant conditions surrounding the recording and release of the album, plus an infuriated public, gave the record a poor reception with critics and fans alike. It was recorded in Paul's house, just around the corner from the Abbey Road Studios, on a Studer 4-track. Paul, of course, plays all the instruments on it, and his wife Linda helps on backing vocals. Paul doesn't claim much for the album, yet it contains a few good pieces. Here he plays piano, organ, guitar, bass, and drums.